This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. We are here with episode 47. Big announcement today, sharing some big life news. We're going to share it in the episode, so stay tuned. However, before we get into the episode today, I just want to remind you guys about episode 50 of Ethan's Thoughts, my live episode where you will be able to be in a chat, have a chance to get on the a guest of the podcast and be able to be on the Ethan's Thoughts. We're going to be live on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@@EthanCGlynn. We'll be live. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be something that I think I might not do often. So make sure you're here for this moment. And it's going to be on Saturday, September 9th from 11 a.m. to noon, maybe a little bit after noon. We're going to try to be done by 1 o'clock at the latest. So if you got football, if you got plans, you can still have your day and also come hang out with us. So make sure September 9th at 11 a.m. put it on your calendar, live episode of Ethan's Thoughts on the YouTube channel. I'm very excited. I cannot wait. Hope you guys will join us for that day. But without further ado, we have a new chapter of life we're going to share with you guys today. Let's get into this episode. All right, here we go. Personal information day. We just like to take this time with this podcast. And by we, I mean, Sydney knows I do this and I'm the one on the podcast. But I like to take this podcast and be able to use it to inform you guys, because a lot of people that listen are my friends, people that keep up with us. And there's people that listen to this podcast that I've had a relationship with in the past and friendship with in the past that we're still good. I don't live near them and they're not in my day-to-day life anymore. And they've told me that it's nice to kind of hear how we're doing and things like that through this podcast. And so that is what we're going to be doing today. So let's drop the backstory here on the big announcement. I will not lily-lolly anymore. Other than this, it actually is good that I'm announcing this today. This is a pre-recorded for a couple of days earlier, but I have to wait to announce this today, which works out because this is when I always upload Thursdays. So at our church, Central Baptist Church, there's a position that's opened up. So we've been going to Central Baptist for a good many years. We're both members there for a good many years. And we were in the college ministry, super involved, super invested. I was an intern there. And now we've just been good church members and we've enjoyed every second of it. We love the church. We love the community. And it's just been an absolute blessing. So we've been in this stage post-school, you know, we're just kind of like trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, how are things doing? And we always just kind of thought, you know, in the Lord, because I've always thought ministry could be an option. And then streaming really kicked off to where it's gotten really serious in a lot of ways. And then teaching, I went to school to be a teacher. So we thought, you know, there's so many paths that the Lord could take us on. We're going to allow him to show us. And everybody asks us all the time, like, what you doing in your life? What you going to do? What you up to? And it's like, you know what? I'm just kind of doing what I'm doing because we really don't know. And you know what? It's all right. We don't know. We can't know what we're not supposed to know yet. The Lord will reveal it when it's time. So that's exciting. Well, recently, maybe a couple weeks ago, some things started to develop. So the children's pastor at Central Baptist, Adam, him and his family are moving and they're going to a church in Texas. I just have the best wishes for them and their family. I have a lot of respect for Adam and I enjoyed getting to know him while I was here. And I hope that their ministry there is fruitful and that it is awesome and that he sees the Lord's faithfulness in this. But he's left and the school is about to start, and my homie Jamal in the church needs some help. And so we started talking about me stepping in and being able to help with the children's ministry, teaching in at High 56, which is their fifth and sixth grade ministry, and as well as teaching from here in time, there, stuff on Sundays. That's going to be kind of flexible what I do on Sundays. But we have been discussing it, you know, trying to figure out all the specifics of things and talking with the church, and I'm there. I'm ready to roll. I'm very excited, and I cannot wait to be a part of this, and it just opens up a whole new chapter of life. So I went all through college pretty much headset that I will use my teaching degree to learn just good teaching skills, get a job after school if need be, and then ultimately look to be in ministry after college. Well, a lot of aspects of my life and things that happened towards the end of my college years, my last semester of college, a lot of things played out where it kind of, if we're just going to be all transparent, turned ministry off in my heart. I just really lost a desire to do it, and I didn't want to do it anymore. Almost forever. Like, I just mentally, emotionally was checked out. I was not trying to find a church. I was not thinking about a church. I was not thinking about any of that. Now, none of that equaled what they call church hurt. I did not leave Central. I did not blame Central for anything. I loved the church. We've stayed involved. It's been an absolute blast us going there. And we wanted to serve and do what we could to further the kingdom of God there. We have great community there. So we never thought about leaving, but just some things that happened, it just made me think, you know, maybe this just isn't for me. If this is what I thought it was, I just don't know if I want to do it. And so I wasn't trying. Well, let me tell you, the hardest thing in life is to really just decipher what the Lord's trying to tell you. And this was really difficult. This was a difficult season because you're just trying to figure out what you need to do with your life. Everybody wants to know, but you're trying to figure out what is the Lord's plan for you. And we don't know. We had no idea. I thought it was a teaching thing. But I want to open up some insight on that just to kind of show the Lord's faithfulness in this, that his plan is always going to work out. I had applied to be a teacher at so many different schools, and I passed all my exams, like for licensing, whatever. I passed it all first try, passing colors. I got approved. And there's just a lot of like, I've done everything you literally need to do to be a fully licensed teacher, but I can't even get an interview. 20 plus schools, 20 or 20 plus positions. So you're just kind of like, whoa, man, what's going on? So you move on. Then we're just doing what we got to do day-to-day life, day-to-day faithfulness. I'm working this job. I'm working that job, you know, just paying our rent, sitting in school. Praise the Lord for that. And you kind of just start thinking, you know, it takes true walk with Christ to not just jump off the deep end when those things are happening. You go many years thinking ministry is your path and it's not there. You don't want to do it anymore. Then you work 4 years to get a teaching degree. Nobody will look at you. I felt like I had the scarlet letter of some sort in the education world, which is crazy. And there are some tough days where you just have to like really lock in on your faith and remember what the Word of God says. Because if you don't, the enemy's just going to get in your head and he's just going to rip you apart. And there's days he tried to get in my head, mine and Sydney's head, and make us panic, make us freak out, think things are not working out, that we've done something wrong. But none of that's how it is. Everything plays out for a reason. Every yes and every no I've made to this point has led to this moment. And it's exciting. So here we are. I look at many moments in my past and thought if I said yes to that, I couldn't be where I'm at right now. And now I'm having the opportunity part-time to start. We're not worried right now about any future long-term plan there. Ultimately, we just wanted to be taking the best step that the Lord has for us right now. And I'm just working on Wednesdays and Sundays, helping them out during this transition period of their ministry. Because ultimately, the Lord would want me to serve in this capacity because first and foremost, it's holy. sharing the gospel with children, raising them up in the way of the Lord is a holy job. It's a very important thing that needs to be done. And it's our church. I was willing to serve without pay and help out with this because this is my church. They needed help. And it was an honoring thing that they thought of me to help out in this way. And I was ready to help. And the Lord just blessed this whole situation. And it's been incredibly awesome to see. And I'm very excited to be back with Central in this role and be able to help with the children's ministry and to just give gospel to these kids. Let them see it every week when they come. Hear it, see it, all the above. Especially in this day and age where I feel like they're being attacked by the enemy the most. And so it's like, we're on the front lines for this. And that's like an honor. You know, you get to be on the front lines and see the most. You see the worst, but you see the Lord move the most. I'm pretty excited. So that's what's up. That's what's up in our life. We are going to be serving at Central Baptist once again. Back in the offices with my friends. I will say, that was something that I kind of missed, was like you learned that when you were up there as an intern a lot, and you know, people that work in the offices, pastors are not even, like, they became your friends almost. Like, you saw them often, you kept up with them. And I miss seeing a lot of these people on a day-to-day basis. These are people I looked up to, and I miss seeing them. And so I'm glad to be able to see them again. As far as like future direction and path, we don't know what the Lord has in store. Once again, we're just kind of taking it day by day. I'm going to show up each week when I should show up. I'm going to serve the best I can for the Lord. Everything I do outside of my house or outside of the Lord's house, in my home, at my other job, I'm going to be glorifying the Lord through it. You know, I'm trying to do that with my streams to the best of my ability. And it's awesome. And we are happy. We are excited. Me and Sydney just love seeing his faithfulness each and every day. And it's just awesome, you know, because like I told you guys earlier in this podcast that there was just some tough seasons where, you know, the enemy was coming out for us. He was coming after us, trying to take us out when we were at our most vulnerable. And this summer I've been doing a reading plan where I'm reading two Psalms a day, two chapters of Psalms a day. And I had three consecutive days of journaling about how the Lord will not abandon us. When the enemies are closing in, he will not abandon us. It has really played true. So I'm very excited for this next chapter of life. We'll see what the Lord has for us in this chapter. I'm excited to be ministering to the next generation, the future church members, the future radical evangelist for the world, sharing the gospel, the future missionaries. I'm ready for it all. So I hope you guys, I know people that listen to this podcast, some people aren't Christians, so that's all right. But if you are a Christian, I would ask that you'd pray for this next step. Pray that the Lord's will be done. And if you're not a Christian, well, just be excited I have a job that I'm excited about. And you may not agree with Christianity, but you can maybe agree that we're just trying to do what's best for children and make sure they're in a good, safe environment to grow and have purpose. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode. It's really nice to be able just to sit down and share with you guys a little bit of my heart and what's going on in our life. And so thank you so much for listening. Remember episode 50, the live episode. I really hope I can see you all there. I cannot wait. Make sure to go follow my YouTube, youtube.com/@EthanCGlenn. Share the podcast with a friend if you don't mind. Give a 5-star rating if you like the podcast. It's been a blast. We're almost to 50 episodes. Cannot believe it. Just wait what I do for 100. Thank you guys so much. Hope you guys have an outstanding weekend that is approaching. And I'll see you guys next Thursday for another episode of Ethan's Thoughts.